Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to sing about the faithfulness of God. Are you ready to sing with us? We're going to sing about His faithfulness. He's such a faithful God. I've seen Him show up for me in unique ways. You know, that's why I'm quite reckless when I worship. I start doing anyhow, anywhere belief is. Somebody say anywhere belief is. Are you ready to worship God with me like that? That is the kind of worship I want. So put your hands. Somebody scream. Woo! It's open to open your mouth and begin to pray the Holy Ghost. Someone will begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh. If the God you serve has been faithful. If the God you serve has been faithful. I want to take 5 seconds and thank Him for His faithfulness. And thank Him for His faithfulness.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, family. How y'all been doing? I hope you're doing good. I have some things that are on my heart to tell y'all. First off, I'm going to tell you what the Lord's talking to me about diet. You know, there's a lot of people saying, how are you losing your weight? And you know what? It's just what the Holy Spirit's been talking to me about. He said to me, for the days that are coming, because he brought up again, even in my dreams last night, he started talking to me about the plague that's coming. And he said, Brandon, there is a plague, another wave, another massive wave. The first wave was COVID, and that was clear back in 2020, up into 2022, I believe it ended. And it kind of receded, and they stopped talking about it on the news as much. But now, he said, there will be a day. I'm not quoting a time frame, but he said, there will be a day shortly. You know, like soon. He didn't use the word shortly. He said, there will be a day soon that there will be another plague. And this one will dwarf COVID. And there will be a lot of people perish because of this. He said, I want you to tell my people that it's time for them to take their health more serious. They need to start exercising, going on walks, if you can walk, if you can, whatever. I don't know what your health conditions are, but I'm just saying exercise is going to be, it's important. Getting your blood flowing, taking care of your bodies. I'm not saying it's always easy, but I'm going to tell you this. It needs to become a lifestyle, like habit. Like every day you brush your teeth, every day you take a bath, every day you put on your clothes, every day you need to exercise. And the Lord said, you know, it doesn't have to be a long time. Just 30 minutes a day. If you just exercise for 30 minutes a day, or maybe just every other day. Maybe you can do every other day. But I'm saying start doing something by keeping your body moving. Get those joints going. Keep, you know, exercise. And then he starts, because I was always asking, Lord, what is a lifestyle that I can do to maintain a good weight? And so I've told you, people, like I said, people want to know what I'm doing to get weight off. But this is what the Lord instructed me. He said, I want you to go on a whole foods diet, taking care of yourself with this. Beef, chicken, fish, vegetables, fruit, and eggs, stuff like that, you know? He said, if you read the back of something at the market and you can't pronounce half the stuff on there and you don't know what it is, Brandon, do not put it in your body. He said, Brandon, they are poisoning you and you don't even know it. He said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And if you are not studying and you don't know what's on that label and you can't pronounce what it is or know what it, by reading it, it's hard to even read. He said, do not put it in your body. Do not consume it. He said, first off, right there. He said, eat things that do not have a nutrition label. Fish is fish. Chicken is chicken. You know what I'm saying? There's no, you know, all these ingredients in that the factory put in there. Stay with Whole Foods. And then he started talking to me even about supplements and talking to me about trusting all these people saying, well, this is natural. You could take this vitamin. You could take that vitamin. He said, Brandon, even the supplements, a lot of the companies that are making the supplements are not good companies. They are not out for your health. They're in for a profit, and they are not putting good ingredients in those supplements. He said, not all those supplement companies are good to consume. He said, they're mixing stuff in there that is not healthy for you. So, and that's what he told me. So I'm not really a real person who goes and studies every company. But my wife does. She's very educated, and she likes, after I told her this, she's looking up the companies that are probably people that you can trust. But I realized there for a long time, I had supplements from everything. I was taking pills, vitamins, and those to stop that. And I didn't understand what he meant. I thought, well, I'm trying to help myself. I'm taking this vitamin. He said, no. Do not take that vitamin ever again. I was like, well, why not, Lord? You know, and then he spoke to me. He said, you don't know what they're putting in that. You don't know what they put in that to make that supplement. So I thought that was really interesting, because I was like, well, yeah, Lord, well, I just trust them because they say they're natural and they're supposed to be healthy. And he goes, no, it's not good. So study out the brand of vitamin. If you're taking a multivitamin, if you're studying and you're taking it, study what you're putting in your body. Who is making it? It could be a company that is not a good company. You know, as I'm trying to tell you. You know, I know that there's a lot of different opinions on this, so I'm not even going to name a brand that I'm taking, because you'll get this person out there, so that's a brand that's bad, and da-da-da-da, and because I've got all kinds of different opinions from all over the world. So you just have to follow the Holy Spirit for your life, bottom line. And so that's what I'm doing. And, you know, people want to say, well, how many calories do you eat? You know, I really believe you keep it underneath 1,500 calories. And you'll drop your weight, you exercise, you take care of yourself. You don't have to engorge. I'm learning the longer I do this, the more my body doesn't need what I used to have anymore. And my body's starting to be, my stomach's gotten smaller, obviously. And you don't have to go and just snack all the time. You know, you intermediate fast, you take care of your body, and then it doesn't have to be, like I said, an addiction to food. There's so many things that are addicted to food. People are addicted to food, and I was. I was codependent upon junk, and I'm determined to live long and finish strong. So here's number two. The Lord spoke to me about the youth, and he said, the youth are looking for an authentic move of the Spirit, my Spirit, upon the youth right now. They're looking for it. They're hungry for the supernatural. And he said, Brandon, I'm going to give a supernatural move of my Spirit on the youth. And he said, there's been a lot of charismatic flakiness. A lot of courtesy falling in church, people laying hands on people, they roll around, and it's a lot of flesh. You know, and I'm not picking on people. I'm just saying people see that. The youth see some of that, and it's a turnoff. And they want an authentic move of God. And he said, what's coming next is not a lot of people getting touched and falling down and shaking and doing things. He said, it will be a weight of the tangible presence of me, my Shekinah glory, the presence of the Lord, coming in the atmosphere of youth, of church, to the point where it affects the whole congregation. There will be no mistaking what's about to happen in the church. There will be no mocking or counterfeit of this. You go, well, is this the Lord? No, you will know that the presence of the Lord is showing up in a service. You will feel it tangibly. The weight of the tangible presence of God will be so strong in the atmosphere of that church that everybody's going to feel it, to the point where there'll be a holy hush. a holy hush upon the congregation to the point where you do not want to move because the fear of the Lord is tangible in that building. Because you felt, I feel like I'm going to melt like wax. I don't know if you've ever felt that before, but I have. And in there, that if there is a holy reverence, a hush of the tangible presence of God on you, on your flesh, that you just want to sit and weep before the presence of the, before the presence and the power of the Lord that's on your life at that point in time. And the Lord told me, there will be a move of His Spirit on churches like this. That it will be a heaviness. It will feel like a weight on the people. And you, and it, like I said, it'll be on the children. It'll be on everybody. And so I am so excited that this is coming. So I've been praying over that, praying over this move that's about to take place on these churches, on these youth groups for the youth. He said, I will have the youth of this generation. I will have the harvest of souls like this world has never seen before. And they're all being lost to drugs and to perversion, to sexual sins and witchcraft and all kinds of things. They're searching for a move of something. They're searching their depression and anxiety, and it's ate up in this world with the youth. And he told me, he said, Brandon, I'm going to do something huge. Get ready. And so I'm excited. I just wanted you all to hear about what he's saying, because this is the kind of things he's talking about. Talking about the weight. Talking about your health. Talking about the youth. I've been interceding for that. And then he's talking about Europe. And a lot of you have heard this. But the very first word I gave on YouTube that I it was like almost a year ago, over a year ago, and then I re-uploaded it again because it didn't get any traction, so I just kept trying to push it. But I had this vision, I believe it's been almost 2 years ago, and I saw the Lord, like I do when I'm praying. I saw soldiers in a single file line going towards Europe. And in the it was a major draft. There were people going towards Europe, men and women. It was like a draft. And all these people were being called up to go fight Europe, because the Lord showed me that the war had escalated into a World War III scenario. And then I saw, I heard when I was praying, the great Apollyon is being released upon the earth. And then I saw a massive like a riverbank with these like holes in the earth, and I saw a massive angelic, demonic looking angelic being, huge principality thing, came out of the ocean with two other angelic beings beside him. Now, I don't know what those were, but I heard the great Apollyon. Now, I've studied a little bit, but I didn't go into depth about it, about the great Apollyon. So if you want to study it and you want to comment down below of what the great Apollyon is to teach the other people, you can. But for time's sake, I'm not going into all that about where it is in Revelations and all that, okay? So the great Apollyon. So then I saw a demon that was chained in a pit with these massive chains on top of this devil, binding him in this pit. And I saw an angelic being, which was on the not a demonic, but it was angelic from the Lord, come down and release that demonic spirit. And it came up out of that pit, and it started, and first of all, I'll describe to you all what it looked like. He had a old fur, like a old Vikings outfit on. And it was like a fur that went all over his body that was like a white looking, like a polar bear kind of hair. It was big, like goat hair, like thick. And he had a leather, like a sachet-like thing, like a leather thing that went across him. And he had a Viking helmet on, like one of those horns that went up, and he had a armor. It was like an old-looking armor, like what a Viking would wear, with these huge horns that went off the top of his helmet. And his face was vicious. And he started spinning like the Tasmanian devil on the Bugs Bunny. He was spinning like that. He was spinning profusely when he got out of that pit. And he spin. And he went inside Vladimir Putin area. It was like, I saw Vladimir Putin. I'm going to say it's like he went inside Vladimir Putin. But it's like he became possessed with this demonic entity. And he, all of a sudden, I saw him strike Poland. Because Poland got missiles from other countries. Something happened. And they were Poland was provoking Russia. Okay? And because of war stuff and helping out with Ukraine, but there was something more to this. So all of a sudden, about Warsaw, Poland, I believe is where, by Belarus area, I saw a humongous mushroom cloud, kind of an explosion. And I said, during this visitation, when I'm seeing all this in the spirit, I said, Lord, oh no, they're going to use tactical nukes. And the Lord said, no, this is a weapon that has never been used before, ever, on the earth. We've never seen this. Everything that went like a 50-mile radius or bigger was huge, this blast zone. And it vaporized everything. It went roof. And it was like it's like everything disintegrated, but it didn't destroy the buildings. Okay, it just like it went whack, and it's everybody just it was a wicked weapon. So I saw this happen, and when this happened, I saw the World War III, and it escalated even more, like I told you was coming. And so everybody was getting involved then when this happened. Like, all of Europe was getting involved in this because of the weapon that Russia used. Then I saw Turkey with these massive these drums, humongous drums. And they started beating these old, ancient drums that I've never seen used before. And they were like, and they were all lined up all on the water of Turkey. And I saw Turkey join in with Russia and support Russia and start funding them with all kinds of stuff to help them with their war efforts. Then I saw Iran join Russia, and Russia and Iran and Turkey were joining. And then I saw them come against Israel, and I saw men with red hats that were marching, like, you know, coming out of Syria, coming against Israel. And the Lord told me this is the beginning of Ezekiel 38-39 war. I believe it was Gog and Magog is what I believe is what this is. But Ezekiel 38-39 war. And I saw that it escalate. But the United States did not participate in this at all. We were busy with Europe, okay? But we did not help out with this. And people were upset about it, and they called it the Great Betrayal because they did not help out with this war. And Israel was on their own. Everybody was against Israel. Everybody was. And I could see this happening all throughout the Middle East, all these people rising up against Israel. And you have to remember, I saw this over 2 years ago. That this vision happened, the Lord showed me all this happening, okay? So then, whenever I saw that America did not stand with Israel, I saw China shoot like something out of China that looked like a dragon, a red dragon face, but it went over America. And I thought this was really interesting because I don't know what it was, if it was a missile or if it was cyber or whatever. But this would be the second time I've seen this kind of a thing now, because it's later on. I mean, that was 2 years ago when I saw this, okay? So I saw this red dragon going across America. And then the Lord showed me Hawaii. And I saw Honolulu and the Big Island and all those islands all at war with China with a surprise attack similar to Pearl Harbor again, with them bringing F-16s, and they were bombing the people, and they could not get away in this this surprise attack. It happened in Hawaii, and I saw people running, and everything was on fire, and it was very, very intense, the thing that happened in Hawaii. So I was, you know, and I, like I said, if you live in Hawaii, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to tell you what I saw when I was praying. And I could see the buildings exploding, and I could see people running for their life, but there was nowhere for them to go because it's an island. Okay? So, fast forward to present day. None of this stuff was happening 2 years ago. We just barely started the Ukraine war. Things were just starting to happen. Okay? Now, we have the prime minister of France talking about supplying Poland and 30 other nations with, 30 nuclear bombs throughout NATO. Okay, that's what I think I heard. 30 nuclear things. Then people were talking about putting them in Poland. None of that was being talked about 2 years ago. Now we're seeing that happen. And then Vladimir Putin said, If they do this, this will be the beginning of World War III. Folks, we're seeing it. Then, just like I said, I saw Israel going and escalating against Iran. This was 2 years ago. None of that was happening. The war that was happening with Hezbollah and Hamas and all that, none of that was happening. I told you all about the angel that came to me during this thing. The angel came to me, and he said in the dream, great judgment will begin in 569 days from this day. That was back in 2022. The angel told me in the spring, and I should have wrote this down, and I apologize that I didn't. He said 569 days. But I said, when does that end? So I went to look, and it was October the 2nd. October the 2nd. The angel told me, great judgment. And I said, what is going to take place? And the angel said to me, I cannot tell you. The Lord has told me and instructed me to tell you that you must pray this out in the spirit. And so he warned me about this. Well, Israel was secretly attacked. Now we know Israel was secretly attacked, I believe, October the 7th of 2023, which was last fall. So it happened in that time frame is what I'm trying to tell you all. If I look back, because I'm sorry about the dates, if I go back and look at what I'm trying to tell you all, it happened during that time frame what the angels saw. So if I didn't do the math right or whatever, he said 569 days. So it happened in that time frame of what I saw in my dream when the angel spoke to me about it. And it happened in October. And I warned everybody that there was going to be an October surprise. And I warned everybody to watch August the 24th. Of 2023, that it was a very significant day. Well, it was. It was when Saudi Arabia and all these other people joined the BRICS nations, and they were going to join it at the beginning of this year of 2024. Now, I don't know if a lot of that has went into effect, but it was a day they all had the meetings on August the 24th. So I used to think that it was the dinar going to revalue and it was going to make the money go up in Iraq and the Iraqi dinar go up, but it didn't. It had to do with the economics of the Middle East and the BRICS nations. So what I'm trying to say all this, I'm sorry to rehash all that. I know that was a lot. But what I'm trying to tell you is that all those, that word, that prophecy was coming, starting to come to pass right now. Right now, as we speak, we're seeing that stuff now in the news. So, sometimes the Lord shows me things, and it takes years to develop. Just like I'm telling you, it's been about 2 years. here we are, this summer again. And whenever I warned you all about watching the gas thing, if Israel were to strike Iran's gas plants to make the price of the barrel of oil go over $200 a barrel. So basically what I'm just trying to tell you all, I just want you to be prepared. He brought up the dollar again to me last night. And he told me, Brandon, I told you the dollar would be the buying, the purchasing power. He used these words too. I thought this was interesting because he's never said this before like this. He said the purchasing power of the dollar will be around 50 cents. That's it. He said, in the dream, I said, Lord, what's happening? He said, Brandon, it's happening right now as you speak. He said this. He said, it's happening right now, son. He said inflation is going up and it's getting worse and worse. He said the purchasing power of the dollar is crumbling as we speak, day by day by day. And he said there will be a major event that causes it to be a significant stock market crash that will send it into a 1930s type crash. And it's coming. There will be an event that happens. I told you all to watch the mulberry tree at wintertime. And I told you about the angel telling me about that. I warned you all about that, seeing on the wrecky rug and the stock market crash. And I tried to tell everybody, I can't tell you the name of the companies to invest in, but there was a lot to that. So what I'm saying is the visions and the things that I have all line up with each other. They all are kind of like a puzzle. And the Lord gives me pieces of the puzzle to put all together. And I look at it because I forgot about some of this stuff. Because I put it on a video or I write it down. I go, wow. And the Lord reminds me. He said, go back and I want you to look at that. That's happening right now. It's fixing to happen in Poland. This is a big deal. There'll be a lot of lives lost that day in Poland when this happens in Warsaw, Belarus area. God protect those people. If you hear the Holy Spirit to leave that day and you live in that area, get out as quickly as possible. Don't walk in fear ever, but it could save your life. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. And so I pray this does not happen. I pray we don't have an escalation in World War III and all the things that I saw with Israel. But we know that has to happen because it's biblical. There will be Ezekiel 38-39 war. There will be Gog and Magog. There will be this stuff because the Bible said it would. And we can't pray that away. We just know it's going to happen. And so, you know, it's just part of the end times. But as far as the plague goes and the green chlorophyll horse, all that stuff, it's going to happen. It's biblical. So I just want to encourage you all today about where we are in the end times, that we are so close. People go, well, I thought you said God said that not to have, that he wasn't coming back soon, that he was going to have all the stuff, and, you know, back in that last vision that I had that back in 2020, way back around COVID time when it first came out. So that's 4 years ago. But I brought the word out because of how powerful it was, the visitation I had with the Lord at the throne room. If you want to know, it's just because the Lord said, I want you to put that out there about the Plymouth Rock and to show the people again. But back then I was not as heavy, and now I got heavy, and then I'm getting skinny again. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. And so, whatever. But that word was not a recent word about the revival. He was warning me that he said, Brandon, I'm coming back for a glorious church. I'm coming back for people that are on fire and that are not in retreat and wanting to have escape mentality. I'm coming back for people that are victorious. Get on fire for Jesus. Get in the Word. And you can see people are waking up. You can see it. It's happening worldwide. It's happening. There is a mighty move of God about to happen. Like I'm talking about what I saw this yesterday, about the weight of his presence coming in churches. So I'm excited. I have anticipation for an outpouring of his finances, for a great harvest of financial outpouring for the last outpouring, a financial outpouring before the last outpouring. There needs to be provision. There's a lot of people. It takes money to do ministry. It takes money. It takes millions of dollars to produce the gospel out through TV time and all kinds of stuff. People, you know, don't realize that. And so I just am like, you know, I've worked for mega churches, and I know what it takes to, for the electric bill and the water bill and the paying for the staff and the preachers and the supplies and everything. It is expensive. And so, you know what? It is what it is. And God's going to provide for his people, I'm telling you. A supernatural event is about to take place with finances like we've never seen before. The wealth of the sinner is going to be laid up for the just. So I want to pray for you all today. I want to intercede, and we're going to believe God today for a harvest, a massive billion soul harvest before his coming, before he comes back. I want to see all the people of your loved ones. We don't want anybody to go to hell. Let's believe for them all to get born again. That's what I'm trying to show you, these things. So you, let's get these people saved. Let's pray them in. So Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus for every person that is represented here that has an unsaved loved one or a friend or a family member or whatever. We call them in the name of Jesus into the kingdom of God. I thank you, Father, that you will send laborers across their path. I'm calling them born again. I call them out of the hand of darkness and into light, that the eyes would be flooded with light. And Father, I thank you that the Satan is not able to blind the unbeliever's eyes anymore. We call them to be flooded with light. We speak that the bondage to be broken off of them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that they're all becoming born again, radically saved, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And Father, I thank you that you come back and get us. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the manifestations of the glory of God and the weight of the presence, the weightiness of the presence of the Lord on this generation, on this youth, to stir up your new Davids, to stir up the new Daniels, to stir up the new Joshuas, and the Father, that they would be great, great, powerful voices for you, to raise up a new generation of strong believers, radically saved, radically delivered from by the power of the Lord, that they would go into all the world and preach the gospel, laying hands on the sick and seeing them recover, casting out devils, raising the dead, Father, with a boldness like we've never seen before, a boldness to set the captives free. We call those things that be not as though they were, and we say we don't have a youth, a Generation X that's going to hell. Our youth that doesn't know Jesus, that Father, this will be the greatest generation that this world has ever known, Father, all on fire for you, touching the lost, getting people saved, no fear, an authentic move of God, greater than the hippie movement, the love movement, and all the stuff that happened. Father, greater than a movement of Woodstock and all the things that, Father, in the 70s, that this would be a great revival, greater than even the tent revival that happened in the 50s. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we would have one last push, one last harvest of souls to gather them up. And then, Father, then you would gather us up and we would be taken with the rapture of the church, ready for a supernatural move of God, Father, one last time. Healings and manifestations of the glory of God, like this world has never seen. The former and the latter rain together pouring all at once. Father, I thank you, Lord, for marriages being restored right now. For financial harvest over jobs and better jobs, raises and bonuses, benefits, sales and commissions, growth in business, estates and inheritances, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, finding money, bills paid off, bills decreased, blessings increased. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you meet all of our financial needs, that we have more than enough to preach the gospel throughout the world and support the gospel, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, and to support our families and to do great, mighty works for you. Father, we call healing and wholeness and wellness over every person that's watching. Father, if they have a bondage of weight addiction and they're obese or they've got issues with high blood sugar or diabetes, Father, we call them healed and whole and well and no high cholesterol or heart disease or whatever it may be. We thank you, Lord, that they're healed and whole and well. I call new kidneys in for people right now, new hearts, new livers, new pancreas. Father, over there, no strokes, Father. Over their brains, we curse dementia and Alzheimer's. Father, we thank you, Lord, the Alzheimer's goes now in Jesus' name. We call healing and wholeness and wellness over their minds. Father, they have the mind of Christ. Father, I thank you, Lord, that their body, there's no cancer in their bodies. We curse cancer. We tell cancer, go now in Jesus' name. Cancer, go. You can't stay. They're a child of the King, healed and whole and well. We call new gallbladders in. We call healing over livers and gallbladders. Over stomach viruses and over esophagus issues and over thyroid issues and over everything. I don't know, Lord, everything. We just call them healed and whole and well. Thank you, Lord, for financial blessing on them. Thank you, Lord. Father, and Father, for Kimberly and Pete, Father, they're a blessing. Father, I met them at the post office, and we thank you, Lord. We just bless them. We thank you, Lord, for that family. Father, I thank you that you're radically changing in their house, and there's a move of the presence of God in their home. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the people that I meet on the street, the people that are just so nice and kind to us. Father, they just want to say hi. Lord, we bless them. We thank you, Lord, for every person who supports my YouTube channel, God. We thank you, Lord, that they are blessed in the city and the field, coming in and going out. For every person who's been kind to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for you increase them and multiply them in every area of their life, spiritually and physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, God. I bless them in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for this transitions of life that's getting better and better for every single one of us. We're going from glory to glory to glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody say, amen and amen. I believe it, and I believe Jesus is working in your behalf today. Supernaturally, things are taking place. And I just believe that for every single one of you, that God has a plan for you in these last days. Well, I just want to say thank you for joining me today. If you could, please subscribe. Please subscribe to my channel if you haven't already. Like the video. Comment down below something nice, not mean and rude. And I just want to say thank you all for that. Thank you for supporting us. God bless you all. We'll put a smile on your face and a song in your heart. Jesus loves you so much, and we love you. And we will see you all again next time. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Lord's hour, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Wow, what a wonderful video. You know, God heard my prayers. I was actually going to have Brother Elby play exactly this video that we just heard. Amen. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. God bless you. Welcome, Brother Joseph, Sister Regina in the chat room, everyone else on the cell phones, on the archive later. May God bless you abundantly. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, forgive us, Lord Jesus, from all type and kind of a sins that we have committed against you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Since the day, Lord Jesus, that we were born until now in the last second of the rapture, Lord. Cleanse us, Jesus, from all unrighteousness and keep us clean, Lord. Holy Spirit, take charge of our protection. Everyone who's listening in the Lord's hour right now, who cover us, Lord Jesus, with your mighty and holy blood, Lord Jesus. to all of our families and everyone who's listening. Protect us, Lord Jesus, from the schemes of the enemy. And in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I bind every evil spirit and rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus, from north, south, east, west, up and down, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, out in Jesus' mighty name. We bind every evil spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Every evil spirit that is hitting in Jesus' mighty name, we break the powers by the blood of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell in Jesus' mighty name. Clear the atmosphere, Lord Jesus, and may the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, Satan, you and your demons. Thank you, Father God. I pray that you will send us archangels, trillions of archangels in our neighborhood and around our house, inside of our house. And send archangels, Lord, to back us up in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father God, for doing it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Protect us, Lord God Almighty. Protect us, Lord. Hallelujah. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come down with fire and power all over this place. Fire and power. Fire and power all over this place. Fire and power. Fire and power all over this place. And Holy Spirit, I pray, hallelujah, that you will burn every evil spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Burn them up. Burn them up. Burn them up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this place, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for Holy Spirit. Thank you. Hallelujah. For Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is great. God is good. God is awesome. And God is powerful. Hallelujah. We have a good, good God. Hallelujah. He cares for us. He always, always, hallelujah, cares and takes care of us. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Like Brother Brendan was talking about harvest, we pray for the young people. We pray for everyone, hallelujah, to come to our Lord Jesus Christ, to have a relationship with our Lord, oh, to seek the Lord, hallelujah. The Word of God tells us, hallelujah, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap. If we do not, hallelujah, give up, praise the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, pray. I pray, Lord, this is all the glory and the honor for you, Jesus. This is all about you, Lord. I'm just, Lord Jesus, your servant. Use it as you please, my Lord. Lord, I prayed that you will minister to your people tonight. Touch your people's heart, touch their mind, Holy Spirit, hallelujah. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will do the ministry. I pray, Jesus, that you will do healing. I pray, Lord Jesus, for miracles. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that you will touch your people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In these last days, my brothers and sisters, because we are going home, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. He's getting closer than ever. Hallelujah. We have seen what's happening. We know, hallelujah, the season. The bride, hallelujah, knows. The bride has a feeling. Has a feeling, hallelujah. Has a feeling that the groom is, hallelujah, getting closer. Nobody knows the date and the hour, only Father God. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So going to the word, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply it and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 10. Hallelujah. And this is what the Lord, hallelujah, wants to do to his people. Hallelujah. And these last days, my brothers and sisters, because we are getting, hallelujah, rapture ready, hallelujah. We are getting ready to go home. We just got to be ready every day, hallelujah, because we don't know when the Lord, hallelujah, will come. But we, hallelujah, is the five, remember the five virgins, wise five virgins. We got to be ready at all times, hallelujah. We don't want to be not ready. We don't want to be like the five foolish virgins. We want to be, hallelujah, like the five wise virgins with our lamp full of oil and ready, hallelujah, hallelujah, to be raptured. Because our king is coming. Our king is coming, hallelujah. Oh, and we just, my brothers and sisters, we all are just eager to go. We all want to just meet the Lord, right? We want to go. Hallelujah. But before that happens, we have to continue to preach the gospel. We have to continue, hallelujah, to tell others. Let people know, my brothers and sisters, let people know as much as you can, because time is running out. Matthew 9:37, then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Hallelujah. So my brothers and sisters, the harvest is plentiful. The Lord wants to use everyone to tell those that are lost, my brothers and sisters. We have to warn people. We have to let them know about Jesus. Hallelujah. And don't worry about what you're going to say. The Holy Spirit at that moment, he will help you. Hallelujah. He has been helping us for so long, and he's continued to help us. Hallelujah. He will continue to help us. Hallelujah. And and we're going to, all of us, go in the rapture. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, us, my brothers and sisters. But right now, because we're still here, we need to continue, hallelujah, to preach the gospel until Jesus says, that's it, you know, until Jesus comes. So the word of God says, then he said to his disciples, okay, Jesus said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And the Lord did let us know that. So we have to start becoming plentiful. We have to be many in this time in need, because there are so many young people out there that they do need help. So many young people that are on drugs, addiction, alcohol. They go through a lot of pain. You know, life is very hard for them. They don't really know what to do, because life is in the world right now is very, you know, it's violent. It's the world of confusion for them, and they do need Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is the only one who can help them, like the way how he helped us. He wants to help, hallelujah, the young people. He loves all of us, amen, and he wants, hallelujah, to continue to help and especially the young people right now, because the enemy is grabbing them. He wants to take the young people, and that is why Jesus, hallelujah, wants us, hallelujah, to spread the great news, the gospel. And he said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly. So we have to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Luke 10:2. John 4:35. Do you not say they are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest? Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest. Hallelujah. Yes, the fields are white for harvest. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So that's what the Lord wants us to reach out to the young people. The Lord wants us to reach out, hallelujah, to everyone. All those people that are lost. Hallelujah. These are is one of the last callings, my brothers and sisters, because hallelujah, we're going to be with the Lord. Isaiah 9:3, you have multiplied the nation. You have increased it. It is joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the living God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And God will give us the wisdom too to speak to the lost. Amen. Proverbs 3, verse 9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the fruits of all your products. My brothers and sisters, we always got to be thankful to God every day. Even if we have it, if we don't have it, we got to be, thankful and joyful, amen, and be appreciative of what God is giving us to us every day, because every little thing that we do get or have is because, you know, Jesus has given that to us, amen. So we do need to be grateful. We do need to appreciate that, and the Lord likes that. You know, the Lord gets happy when we say, oh, Lord, thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for this. Thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I really needed this, and you were there for me. Lord, I pray for this, Lord, and now I'm having it right now, Lord. I'm so thankful, Jesus. And the Lord wants to hear that, my brothers and sisters. It makes the Lord very happy, very happy. Hallelujah. The Lord smiles, you know, when you are thankful and you do talk to the Lord and let him know these things. He gets happy, amen. And when the Lord is happy, he's happy with you, my brothers and sisters. He's pleased with you. Hallelujah. He will continue to bless you. He will continue to provide for you. Amen. Galatians 6, verse 7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. So we got to be careful on what we got to be very careful not to mock God, not to make fun of the Lord. Some of these young people, they have done this, and they have caused nothing but problems, you know, in their life for doing that. But if any young people are listening, repent, ask God to forgive you. Hallelujah. Ask Jesus to forgive you, and he will forgive you. But just, you know, repent and don't do that anymore. There has been so many places, you know, making fun of God and mocking God in, like, countries. Like, I remember, I don't know if it was about last year, 2 years ago, look what happened in Brazil. They were making fun of Jesus in a parade, and then look what happened. I believe it was the next day. It was a catastrophe happened, okay? And many other places that they have done this, or people that have done this, the consequences are bad, okay? Because what God needs from us is appreciation, hallelujah, is our love towards him, repentance, hallelujah, living in righteousness, amen. But God doesn't want us to do these things because, of course, you know, it's not right. It's a sin. It's a sin to mock God. He's the one who created all of us, amen. So we have to honor God. We have to love God. We should, hallelujah, we should be thankful to God. To the young people, we shall honor God and we shall respect God, amen, because God, hallelujah, he is the one who created you, amen, and he sent his son to forgive you for our sins, your sins and my sins too, amen. So Jesus came, hallelujah, to this world, and at that cross, he shed his blood for you and for me, amen, in order for us to be saved, amen. So we, hallelujah, obtain salvation through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ's name, and we have to seek God, and we have to have a relationship with God, hallelujah, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Sister Regina. Yes, it was Brazil. And many other countries have done this, and also men that have done this, and consequences are severe. Amen. So I'm looking for a verse here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So Jesus is the only way. And this is for the young people. We love the young people. Jesus loved the young people. Jesus wants to bring, hallelujah, the young people to him. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, John 14, verse 6. And there's salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, Acts 4:12. Amen. Always remember that. And so God, hallelujah, wants to bless us. God wants to, hallelujah, protect us. He wants to always, he's always being taken care of us. He's always going to take care of us. He will never fail us. He says it in his word, I will never leave you. So I will encourage you, please come to Jesus before it's too late. Many things are happening around the world. Look what's happening right now to Israel, friends, and hallelujah, brothers and sisters in Christ. Look what's happening right now. Hallelujah. War. Amen. What's happening, you know, first it started with Ukraine, remember, Russia, China, Taiwan, now Israel. And now what is next? Everyone is paying attention. But my brothers and sisters, all these things, they had to happen. And so our eyes and our focus right now, it should be that we should be focused in the rapture. We should be focused on Jesus, and that we should not miss the rapture. Amen. And God wants, hallelujah, to, meanwhile, all these things that are happening, okay, God is still continuing to protect his people. And he's been protecting us. He wants to continue to protect us. But we have to obey the Lord. Amen. And God also wants to provide for us, because what is coming this year, it's not good. It's not good, my brothers and sisters. Okay. I remember that when I first, I think, I don't know if it was in January or February, something like a couple months ago. I have a feeling, my brothers and sisters, that this year is going to be. It's going to be a year. It's going to be a year that we're going to remember. So we have to be right with God. We got to be right with God. We can't be playing games. We can't be playing Christianity. We can't be doing this. We can't be doing, you know, sinning and playing, because God is coming. My brothers and sisters, like the word God says, nobody knows the date and the hour, but we have that feeling. Jesus, hallelujah, is close. But what I'm saying is that this year, more events are going to happen, okay? But I know that something big, my brothers and sisters, is coming. I don't know the month, but I know that it could be this year. And therefore, we have to be in prayers. We have to pray. Amen. And we got to be ready for anything. That's why Jesus wants to, hallelujah, provide to his people. But we have to obey God. My brothers and sisters, I'm letting you know this. Hallelujah. Humbly. I don't want to say, you know, from my heart, but I humbly want to let you know. I'm trying my best to, my brothers and sisters, do exercise, because I was I was, my brothers and sisters, skinny a couple of years ago. I gained some weight. And the Lord has been putting this in my heart. You do need to do exercise. Because I remember the Lord a couple of years ago, he told me, you need to do this, you need to do that. And he told me what kind of exercises, you know, I should do. And I was doing it. But then I stopped. And now when I was listening a little bit of the video that, hallelujah, Brother Brandon actually was talking about it. And that's a confirmation, my brothers and sisters, that the Lord told him that he needed to lose weight and that he needed to do exercise. You know why, my brothers and sisters? Because the Lord told Brandon that the next virus that is coming is going to affect the people that are big. And the people that are not in good, and you know, not in shape, not in good wealth. So we have to obey. We have to obey, my brothers and sisters. And then the Lord put that in my heart. I remember the beginning of this year. I was letting you know. The Lord put it in my spirit. Tell my people to do exercise. And you too, daughter, you have to do exercise. Remember I told you that you have to continue to do exercise, but now you're not doing it. And I did. I put some pounds, and I was cutting on food. I was just eating less, you know. And now I'm doing my exercise. I'm not going to tell you I'm going every day. I used to go every day. I'm doing it every maybe two or three times. I'm doing my exercise. I'm going to the gym and do my exercise. Okay, because my brothers and sisters, we have to obey for what is coming. Okay, I wasn't too sure about why that we needed to do this, you know, like so bad. Why do we need to do this? Why is the Lord putting this so strong in my spirit? Because now I know, the Lord let brother Brandon know that because of the next virus. The next virus that is going to come is going to attack only the people that are overweight. And first I was thinking maybe it is because of through events that are going to come. The events that are going to come, maybe we're just going to be hiding or something is going to happen that we're going to be hiding or running. I don't know. But I still did obey God. You know, he put in my spirit, tell my people to do exercise and to lose weight. And now I know. Now I understand why. And I was listening to Brother Brandon, and I'm like, oh my goodness, wow, now this is serious. This is serious. And as you can see, Brother Brandon had lost a lot of weight. The Lord told him because he was heavier, and now he lost some weight. And I'm trying to do the same thing, my brothers and sisters. So we have to, out of obedience, we have to do it. Out of obedience, my brothers and sisters, because for whatever is coming. And besides that, you know, it's more flexible. It's more flexible because when you are overweight or a little bit overweight, it is more difficult for you to do things. And so that's why it is important. And health-wise, too, your blood pressure gets better. Your blood sugar gets better. Hallelujah. Everything gets healthier. It gets better. I'm still working on it. Last time I went for my physical exam, the doctor was happy. And he was letting me know that my blood sugar levels were good. Everything was good. My cholesterol was good. And I remember a couple of years ago that I had a fatty liver. I was asking Jesus, hallelujah, to help me in that matter, and that's when the Lord told me, you got to do exercise. You have to do some exercise. Take care of your temple. And I I've been doing exercise now, my brothers and sisters, again. And my liver, it's better. You know, that fatty liver is not completely gone, but it's better. See, the Lord, why is it that, you know, he haven't healed me? Because when we don't obey God, my brothers and sisters, when we don't obey God, you know, he doesn't heal us. Sometimes you have to obey, hallelujah, Jesus, obey what he's letting us know, so that in order, you know, for him to, hallelujah, to heal us. He can heal us. He can heal us. He can definitely, hallelujah, he's a God of miracles, and he can do it. He can do it if he wants to. But sometimes he doesn't do it if we disobey him, because he's letting us know, I'd like you to do this and this and this. And then it gets to the point when the Lord says, you must. When the Lord says you must and you don't do it, you're in trouble. Yeah, that's how it is. So the Lord, when he says, at first he starts by letting you know, son or daughter, you need to do this. Son or daughter, let's go for a walk. Let's go do these things. Let's go to the park. Let's go and do this. And I remember those days when he would just get me out for a walk. Let's go to the park. Let's go here. Let's go there. Let's go see animals and stuff like that to get me out of the house. And because I like to be home, my brothers and sisters. I don't really like to be outside. And the Lord wanted me to go outside and just, you know, and walk, right? And that was my challenge. I didn't want to do it. I just wanted to go to work, you know, obey God what he was letting me know, do some exercise at the gym, come back home and do my things at the house. But there are some people that are outdoors, and there's nothing wrong with that you like to be outside or you like to be more in the house. Everybody's different. God made everybody different, okay? You're unique. You're just, you are you. But there's sometimes that God doesn't, you know, God wants us to get out of our, he wants to get us out of our comfort home, okay? And so my big challenge is one of those. Like, for instance, you know, Sister Denise, she loves to be outside. She's an outdoor girl. She likes to be outside. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, you really like to be outside, huh? And she's happy being outside. And I'm happy being in the house. So the Lord, what he does is, okay, so because you like to be too much in the house, let's go outside. See, everything has to be balanced. We have to balance things up. But I hear we laugh because then Sister Denise is like, she doesn't like to be in the house so much. So I'm like, okay, Sister, the Lord wants you to just go to your room, prayed, dedicate this day for the Lord. And that's the thing, like, she's like, oh, you know, I just really want to be outside. But out of obedience, she does it. She stays. And then, okay, daughter, now you have to go outside. You have to go and get your groceries. You have to do this. You have to do that. And blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay, Lord. Oh, boy, yes. Okay, well, I have to do it. So, see, it's the opposite. But anyway, my brothers and sisters, maybe you're just like me that I didn't like to do exercise. I don't like to do exercise. I do it out of obedience. Maybe you're just like me. You just hate and you just don't like to do exercise. But listen, we have to obey. We have to obey. Even my brothers and sisters, even if you have to go for a long walk, let's say if you walk for a mile, maybe less than a mile. Let's say maybe you do one block. You start by doing one block, okay? You start by doing maybe two blocks. Nothing crazy, okay? And then come back home. But at least you just did it, and maybe you can do it every, you know, every other day. Like Brother Brendan was saying, you can just do it, you know, maybe three times a week. Excuse me. I meant to say weekly. Okay, maybe you like to do, maybe you can start by doing it once a week or maybe twice a week, and then you can add another three, and you can just stay with three times a week and then watch your diet. My brothers and sisters, I'm just like you. I just, with some, because there are some probably brothers and sisters that are in great shape, in good shape, And maybe some of them, they do take care of themselves. They're just having fruits and vegetables. You know what the Lord was letting me know, too, is have vegetables and fruits in the morning, okay, before going to work. Vegetables and fruits, and you can add protein on it. Be careful what kind of protein you put on, because there are so many kinds and type of things that they have put on an ingredient. So watch out for that, okay? But I remember it got to the point that the Lord was letting me know no more protein, just in the blender, you know, bland vegetables and fruits in the morning. And just do that for the morning. And you can fast, my brothers and sisters, that way in the morning and at work. And that's very healthy. You know, that's very good. That's also is going to help you. And then add some exercise, because my brothers and sisters, what is coming? If we don't do it, we don't want to be on the list of people that are going to die. And a lot of those people are going to die because they don't know. And also, but now that we do know, if we don't do it out of this disobedience, we can perish. So we can't do that. Amen. So we have to obey God. So put it on the goal that this year, that goal has to be to lose weight, eat healthy, and do exercise. Amen. And God, hallelujah, He wants to have a relationship with us, my brothers and sisters, because He wants to communicate with us. He wants to tell us things. I know that you just won some of you the easy way, you know, finding out through other people, but the Lord does not want that, and He doesn't like that. He wants a personal relationship, actually, with you, so you can have that relationship with Him, and He will let you know, hallelujah, the mysteries, the secrets, hallelujah. And, you know, it's awesome just to find out and to know that it actually is God who's letting us know these things. Hallelujah. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all of your products. Proverbs 3:9. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. I already read that verse. Exodus 23:16. You should keep the feast of harvest of the first fruits of your labor, of what you sow in the field. You shall keep the feast of in gathering at the end of the year, when you gather in from the field the fruit of your labor. So be thankful when you get paid, when God, you know, provides for you. Be thankful. Hallelujah. Remember, do your tithes. Give it to the Lord. And pray about it, my brothers and sisters. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And again, Jesus is the only way, hallelujah, in order for you to make it, hallelujah, to the third heaven. He is the door. He's the only way to heaven, young people that are listening. Because the Lord tells us, hallelujah, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So you will have an eternal life if you give your life to Jesus and say, Lord, I am sorry. I do believe that Jesus is your Son, is the Son of God. Please forgive me. I accept Him in my heart. I confess that Jesus, hallelujah, is the Son of God. Please write my name in the book of life and forgive me, Lord, from all unrighteousness. Forgive me, cleanse me with your holy and mighty blood, and write my name in the book of life, and please continue to follow us. Hallelujah, in the Lord's hour. Read the word of God. The most important thing is for you to read the word of God in your eyes. Hallelujah. It will be open. You will be free, because God will deliver you. He will show you the truth. Amen. The truth will set you free. Hallelujah. And the truth is the word of God. And when you start reading the word of God, you're going to say, wow, no wonder why I was kept so many years like this, or wow, I didn't know about this. And hallelujah, the Holy Spirit is going to come into your life, and the Holy Spirit is the one who help us interpret the Bible, help us understand, hallelujah, the word of God. Amen. God has a lot of wisdom. There are some things that you will not understand, but the Holy Spirit in the Bible, but the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, will help you, hallelujah. He's the one, he's always there. He's always there for us. He's our great helper, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. And the word, John 1:14, and the word became flesh and dwell among us. That's Jesus Christ. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Because everything about Jesus is truth. The word of God is true. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, sent his only Son. In order for us to make it to heaven, hallelujah, he sent his Son to die for us, give his life for you and me, so we can make it, hallelujah, to heaven. So thank God for Jesus. Always be thankful. Always, let's always be thankful that because, hallelujah, Father God sent Jesus to save us from hell. To save us, hallelujah, through him, hallelujah, we have salvation. Through him, we go to heaven. Through him, we're going to be in paradise for eternity. This is serious. This is great. This is a big thing. Amen. It is very important, to take this very serious, because it is about our, you know, salvation, our soul, our spirit, where your soul and spirit is going to go when you die. There are two places, heaven or hell. And if you don't have Jesus in your heart, the word of God tells us, hallelujah, let us know. That without Jesus, you won't make it to heaven. You will be condemned for eternity, so you don't want that. God did not make hell for you. Hell was made for Satan and his demons that are evil. And Satan and his demons, they have tried for many years and thousands of years to grab humans, to take humans to hell, because they're already condemned. So they want to take as much as they want with them because they don't care anymore. They're already condemned. But Jesus does not want that. That's why God the Father sent his Son for you and for me so we can make it to heaven, but not hell, but to heaven. Amen. But it's only through our Lord Jesus Christ. Give your life to Jesus tonight. Give your life to Jesus, hallelujah, today. And you will be saved. You don't have to be worried anymore that you're going to go to that horrible place, that you will be in eternity with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Because there is a hell, and it is written in the word of God. Revelation 21:8. But it's for the cowardly and faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. All you need to do is repent and give your life to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent from all type and kind of sins that I committed against you, my Lord. I am so sorry. Don't worry. Don't think about, oh, but my sins are so grave. I have done horrendous, whatever it is. Give it to the Lord. Say, I'm sorry. I repent. And friend, when you say, I'm sorry, and you give, hallelujah, that's give up that sin and give it to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm sorry. This is what I have done. I repent for what I have done. And the Lord will forgive you, because that's why Jesus Christ came to this world, to save you. He died to save you. And he's the only one, hallelujah, who can pardon and forgive your sins, so you can go to heaven. He will remember no more of that sin. It doesn't matter what you have done, but all you need to do is repent and don't go back to the same sin. Don't go back to commit the same thing what you have done. What you need to do is actually the opposite. You have to turn around and give your life to Jesus and follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. How do you follow Jesus? Reading his word. Reading his word. Hallelujah. Focus on him. Continue to listen to the Lord's hour. This is the church. Hallelujah. And read his word. And the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, will take care of everything. The Holy Spirit gives us conviction of sin. So whatever you're going to do, whatever you have done, the Holy Spirit gives you conviction of sin. And then the Holy Spirit brings you to Jesus. Brings you to Jesus for you to repent. And then the Lord forgives you. Remember, it has to be with a sincere heart. The Lord forgives you. Hallelujah. Cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And then he takes care of you and keep you. Hallelujah. Come a follower of Jesus. You start following Jesus. You read his word. You start having a relationship with the Lord, meaning talking to the Lord, praying. Amen. And then the Lord will also have that relationship with you. He will communicate with you. He will communicate with you through his own word, God. Hallelujah. Through this church, the Lord's hour, he can do anything to communicate with you. He can give you a vision. He can give you a dream. You can be watching a video about something that the Lord wanted you to see. And he's talking there to you. The Lord can communicate with you in so many different ways. And don't miss that call. Amen. Because God loves you. And he wants to take care of you. And he wants to be with you for eternity. Amen. So do not fear those who kill the body, says the word God, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10 verse 28. That's a scary thing. But don't be scared no more. Give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be, you know, scared anymore, because the Lord will take care of you. The Lord will never leave you or forsake you, says in his word. And he's not a man to lie. He always tells the truth. Always told the truth. He will always be truthful to you. And he will never leave you or forsake you. That's Jesus. We have a, hallelujah, a good God. We have a wonderful God. We have an awesome God. And we have a powerful God. And we also need to be careful, hallelujah, not to mock God, but just instead honor him, respect him, and love him. Amen. Matthew 25, verse 46, and this will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So righteous means, if you have followed Jesus, you know, you follow the word, you became a doer of his word. You read his word. You tried your best to stay, you know, and the right way with the Lord. You have nothing to fear about it. Don't worry about anything. You're trying everything that you're, you know, to please God. You're staying away from sin. You don't want nothing to do with that anymore. You want to live a life of righteousness because you want eternal life. You're being wise doing that. Amen. And that's what we're going to continue to do until, hallelujah, the Lord Jesus calls us home. And then we'll be happy forever and ever and ever, being with the Lord, content and happy. Hallelujah, in heaven. Revelation 20, verse 10. And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever because they have done so much damage. They have done so much. They have caused so much suffering, and they have caused so many, 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 many humans to sin. And that is why God made hell for Satan and his demons. They are the ones who have caused so many things to humans. Depression. People that have taken their life. People that have murdered and killed other people. They're the cause of all this. You know, that gun shooting that's happening. Oh, now, by the way, now it's happening in churches. That, you know, a random man or woman or whoever can come to a church. They you know, and they point with the gun and, you know, and start shooting. It's horrible. But this is what Satan does. This is what the enemy is doing. All these wars, you know, all these things that are happening in the world, chatting some nuclear bombs and you know, many other things. This has, you know, it's the enemy cause. It's the enemy doing all these things. Satan hates humanity. And we don't want nothing to do with the enemy. So if we don't want anything to do with him, we have to start obeying God on what he tells us to do, to, you know, what is he letting us know to do? We have to obey God. And we need to turn away from sin. We need to, hallelujah, follow Jesus and stay in righteousness, living in righteousness, have a relationship with the Lord. And then that means we have nothing to do with the enemy. We don't want nothing to do with him. So we just turn away from him. But we go with Jesus. And we want what the, we want to do what the Lord wants us to do. And stay right with God. Amen. In order for the, you know, enemy to leave and flee from us, we have to, hallelujah, obey Jesus, and we have to let him know, hey, we don't want anything to do with you. Depart from me, Satan, you and your demons. I don't want nothing to do with you. That means turning away from sins, turning away from, you know, not killing, sexual immorality, sorceries, idolaters, and, you know, lying, witchcraft, stealing. And many other more sins. Drinking, smoking. We need to stay from everything the God does not like. We need to stay away from the enemy, right? So staying away from him, running away from him, turning around, turn your back on Satan means living in righteousness, turning away from sin, reading the Word of God, having a relationship with Jesus, praying and fasting, God will get you closer to Jesus and away from the enemy. Amen? For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6, verse 23. Matthew 25, 41. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you curse into the eternal fire, prepare for the devil and his angels. And God is going to tell these people, depart from me, you curse into the eternal fire, prepare for the devil and his angels. These were people that were people that commit many sins, kinds of sins. The Bible let us know. There's so many type of sins. So many. Not only sorcerers, not only idolaters, not only liars, not only smoking and homosexuality. Those are bad sins, yes, and that will take you down there. That will take you out. But there are many other more too. And God is going to say, depart from me. And we don't want God to say that to us. We don't. Amen. God called us to, hallelujah, to be righteousness. Stay in righteousness like Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus gave his life for you and me. He lived a righteousness life. Hallelujah. He had a relationship with Father God. He prayed. Pray all the time. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. Hallelujah. If you're doing that, God is actually going to say to you, welcome, faithful servant, faithful son, faithful daughter. Welcome to my kingdom. Because remember, God is holy. He's holy. The word God says, be holy because I am, hallelujah, holy. Welcome. We have another brother or sister here in the chat room. Welcome to it. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. May God bless you. Yes. So seeking God. The word God tells us, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to 6 verse 33. Hebrews 11 verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please him. And if you are lack of faith, my brothers and sisters, ask God. Say, Jesus, please, I'm lacking this area. Remember that when you're weak, you're stronger. And whatever your weakness is, you're actually stronger. So if you're whatever kind of weakness you got, give it to the Lord. Remember that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And you say, Lord, I'm locked in this area. Please, 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 Father God, Jesus, empower my faith. And he will do it because he loves you. He will give it to you. Amen. Ask and you will receive. Amen. For whoever will draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. He will reward you if you're seeking him, having a relationship with God, talking to God. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 11. Proverbs 8, 17. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Hallelujah. If you want God to speak to you like he have done, you know, to some people, seeking, brothers and sisters. All you need to do is seek the Lord. Pray. I don't know how many days it's going to take. I don't know if it can take 2 or 3 weeks or 1 month or 2 or 3 months. Maybe the first day that you seek him, you know, he will reveal himself to you. I don't know. But I know that God says that in his word, seek me and you'll find me. Hallelujah. And he knows. Who can understand God, my brothers and sisters? God is big. I let the Lord know me and my peanut brain. God is, he has so much wisdom, my brothers and sisters, so much wisdom. And everything, hallelujah, we don't understand. And there are some things, my brothers and sisters, that we will understand and will be revealed to us when we're in heaven. Imagine that. But now here, you know, God is merciful, and God let us know. Sometimes also God can give us dreams that we don't understand, and then we ask again, Lord, could you please let me know about this dream again? I did not understand. Could you please give me another dream that I'll be able to understand? And, you know, God will do it because it has happened to me. And he'll do it, and then you will understand. But God wants to have a relationship with you. He wants it because he loves you to have a relationship with you. Amen. Jeremiah 29, verse 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. You see? That's all we need to do is seek the Lord, but it has to be with all of our heart. Amen. And the Lord will be yours. You will find him, and he'll find you, and he'll have a relationship with you. He'll talk to you. Psalm 63, verse 1, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. Hallelujah. My flesh faints for you, as in a dried and a weary, and where there is no water. Because when we seek God, my brothers and sisters, we want more and more. We were born. God make us to have a relationship with him. God is, hallelujah, he is our God, but he's also our best friend. Hallelujah. Without Jesus, we are thirst. We feel dry. And that is why when we feel his presence, we want more of him. And we don't want to leave. We don't want the Lord to go like that. We want to be there, right? We just want to be there with the Lord. We just don't, because that's, we were born to be with God. God created us to be with him for eternity. It's the enemy actually has been trying. He's the one who has been trying to separate us from God. And how, with his malicious way, try to separate us from God is sinning, bad thoughts, you know, doing this, doing that, whatever the type of kind of a sins. And that's, you know, and doing that is separating us from God. And we don't want to be separated from, we don't want a sin to separate us from God. And so we need to let Satan go and his demons. We don't want nothing to do with them. If we were able to see the unseen and see what they do, I'm telling you, we probably will be, churches will be filled with people. And it's going to come a day. The people are just going to, they're going to find and seek the Lord like they have never have done it in their whole entire life. It's coming that day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why does the Lord want to have a relationship with us? He wants to let us know. He wants to let us know what is coming. What is going to happen? What is next? Because he takes care of you, because he wants to protect you and wants to let you know. But in order for him to let you know this, you need to actually seek him. Remember, God is a gentleman. He's not going to force you to come to him. He's not going to control you, because that's what the enemy does, okay, for you to be with him. No. He wants to have a relationship with you, but you have to make that choice. He gives us free will, and he gives us that choice to find him, to seek him. Not in a provoking way, not in a controlling way. No, he's giving us a choice. But we have to be, hallelujah, wise to get that choice, to say, I am going to seek him. I'm going to follow him. I'm going to have a relationship with God. Enough with what I have said, enough with the things that I have done for all this year. They have not given me nothing but bad things. I'm sick and I'm tired of it. I don't want nothing to do with that world. I don't want nothing to do with sin. I don't want nothing to do with that no more. I just want to follow Jesus. And when you make that choice, oh, God is right there. You have opened the doors to Jesus, and Jesus is right there waiting for you with a big hug. Son, daughter, here I am. Hallelujah. And he will start revealing himself to you. Wouldn't you like to have a conversation with God? Hallelujah. Wouldn't you like to have a dream or a vision? Wouldn't you like, hallelujah, him speaking to you? That would be awesome, right? We all want that. But in order, hallelujah, for us to have that. And now I'm saying this to friends. You have to give your life to Jesus. To brothers and sisters and all of us, including friends. Hallelujah. We have to have a relationship with Jesus. And we have to seek him. You know, talk to the Lord. I know that we have to pray, but also you can have a conversation with Jesus. Just like the way how we're talking here. You know, just like the way you're talking to your friend, and even, my goodness, even better than that. Can you imagine having a relationship with God and God revealing himself to you and talk to you. Where God says, find me. I love those who love me, says the word God, and those who seek me diligently. Find me. Proverbs 8, verse 17. Find me. You will seek me and find me, says the word God in Jeremiah 29, verse 13. When you seek me with all of your heart. Hallelujah. But from there, you will seek the Lord, your God, and you will find him if you search after him, hallelujah, with all of your heart and with all your soul, Deuteronomy 4, verse 29. Hallelujah. And those who know your name, put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Psalms 9, verse 10. You see, the Lord will never forsake. He will never leave you. Never. When you put your trust in Jesus, hallelujah, the Lord is pleased, has a relationship with you. And it's so easy. All we need to do is seek him. Seek his presence. Seek his presence. Hallelujah. And those who know your name, put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Psalms 9, verse 10. Hallelujah. Psalms 14, verse 2. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of men who see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55, 6, verse 7. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart. Psalms 19, verse 2. Psalms 119, 10. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. Lamentations 3, verse 25. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him, who seeks him. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that means sinning, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. He will heal your house. He will heal your marriage. He will heal, hallelujah, your diseases. He will heal and deliver you, you and your family. Praise God. He will heal. Hallelujah. Even if we all start repenting. Hallelujah. He will heal the land. But all we need to do is repent and turn away from our wicked ways and live in righteousness and faith and be holy because God is holy, says the word God. Be holy because I am holy. How can you be holy, staying, living in righteousness, being, turning away from your wicked ways? Hallelujah. Praying, repenting, repenting, praying. Hallelujah. Follow Jesus. Read his word. Seek the Lord, hallelujah. Then you, hallelujah, will call upon me and come and pray to me, says Jeremiah 29, 12, verse 14. And I will hear you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I send you into exile. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Matthew 7, verse 7. That's all we need to do, my brothers and sisters and friends that are listening. Very, hallelujah, very easy. All we need to do is have a relationship with God. And how marvelous and how beautiful that will be. And what a great blessing for you and your family. All we need to do is humble ourselves. Seek the Lord. Repent. Because it's getting darker every day, my brothers and sisters, with what is happening around in this world. The only light that it will never turn off and will never turn off is Jesus Christ. He's the light. He's the light of this world. He came to this world for you and me so we can be with him forever in eternity. Think about it. we're here just to be. It's kind of like a vacation. Because we leave, we die. We leave, we die. We leave, we die. And so we have to live our lives right with God. Amen. So then when we die, we'll go to heaven with him. Things, more events are going to happen for Jesus. Hallelujah. Will come and take his people home. More things could happen, or the rapture can just happen. Father God knows the day and the hour. So in order for us not to be caught in a surprise, we gotta be rapture ready every day. Have our lamps on all the time. Do never, never let your guard down. And do not go away to do the wicked way that you were doing before. Turn away from it. It's time to be serious, and it's time to get serious, to be with God. Stay with God. Focus. Amen. All the time. Hallelujah. God says in his word, John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives you, I give it to you. Let not your hearts be in trouble. Neither let them be afraid. So don't be afraid. Don't let your hearts be in trouble. Because being with Jesus, it doesn't matter what happens, my brothers and sisters or friends that are listening. It doesn't matter what happens on the left, on the right. It doesn't matter what happens. We're not going to be afraid because Jesus got us. Jesus, hallelujah, is protecting us. And nothing can move us. The love of God and his peace is always with us. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nor demons, nor principalities, no Satan or his demons will separate us from his love. He has us under his wings in us. For the things that are going to take place, hallelujah. But he wants us to obey him. It's challenging for me too, my brothers and sisters. It is challenging for all of us. Everyone, all of us have our weakness in one way or another. And it's just because we're humans. But then that's when we say to the Lord, Lord, I'm weak in this area. Help me. Forgive me, Lord. Just help me in this matter. You know, we have to talk to the Lord, be honest with God, and God will help us. Please, Lord, help me to stop saying this. Help me to start going to this place, or help me to stop sinning in this area. I need your help. I need you, Lord. I need your deliverance and fast. Hallelujah. In order for you to be deliver and have, hallelujah, that relationship, hallelujah, with our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what we need to do, my brothers and sisters. A personal relationship with God. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this is eternal life, that they know you, that the only through God and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. John 17, verse 3. John 15, verse 15. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. Oh, you see, I'm reading the word of God. Every time we read the word of God, is we find something new. That's happened to me. I'm like, listen to this. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Wow. Isn't that beautiful? So beautiful. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Praise God. Oh, praise God for Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for giving your life for us. Without you, Lord Jesus, we would have perished. Lord, he's the one who gives us the bread of life. He's the fountain of life. Praise God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you are so good. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14, verse 16. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Amen. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. My brothers and sisters, I am not rich. I don't hope to be rich. I don't even want to be rich. You know, and that's, but I may, you know, I do have some weakness in some other areas. I'm not saying this, you know, to brag myself, but I have to be content with what God has given me. I'm happy with what God has given me. I live in a town home. I got my three children. Amen. My dad is living with me. Sister Denise is living here too. And I'm content. He provides for me. Hallelujah, and I am content so much with what God has given me. I'm so happy with what God has been providing for me, my brothers and sisters, since many years, my brothers and sisters, since a little girl. I remember I was 12 years old when my parents left me with my grandma. I didn't have money to buy snacks at school. I was very skinny. I remember as a little girl going to school, you know, studying, middle school, going to school. My parents, they had to leave me with my grandparents because they had, you know, they came to America for a better life, and then they were going to get us shortly to bring us to America. But the Lord, I remember back then, we had like 100 trees of oranges, and we had yellow cherries, and we had mangoes, and we had avocados. And I remember watering those trees, taking care of those trees, because I would sell fruits. And that gave me money for me to buy my lunch at school, for me to buy food so I could cook and I could make my own meals. I had to learn, you know, how to clean the bathrooms, how to clean the house, how to take care of the animals, how to clean where the, you know, the animals stayed in our backyard. And I remember back then, you know, I did a lot of work. And the Lord was good to me because, hallelujah, those trees boy, those trees, my brothers and sisters, we had 100 trees of oranges. And those oranges, my brothers and sisters, they would just fall on the ground. Those trees were full of oranges, and they would just fall on the ground. There were times that I just even gave those oranges away. I remember having friends that were poor. They will call me Carlita, can you give me 100 oranges and I'll give you 100 pears? I said, you don't have to give me 100 pears. You can give me some and you can take this. Go ahead, it's fine, take it. And take it, it's okay. I never said no. I never said no to nobody that wanted it to have fruits from my backyard to sell sometimes so I could just, you know, buy food and eat. But we had chickens too, so we had the chickens, I remember. I would take care of the chickens and the chickens, they reproduce. There were so many chicks. And I had a lot of eggs. So that was my life back then. And then I came to America. And it was not easy. Learn a second language. I had to go to school. I remember just speaking 17 words. I still remember that one word was apple. Another word was table. And it was hard. It was difficult because I had to come to a different country, different language, and a different school. And I remember the first years I wanted to go back to my country because it was too hard. Then I got married, and then didn't work. It didn't, you know, not good. And then the second time, not good. And then that's it. And then since then, the Lord has been taking care of me. Oh my goodness, the Lord is being helping me a lot of years. That's why. Don't worry. Don't worry about what you're going to have, what you're going to eat, like the word of God tells us. If he's taking care of the birds, he takes care of the animal kingdom, my brothers and sisters. And we are, hallelujah, his children. He will take care of us, protect us. He will provide for us. And every day the Lord gives me, you know, something one every week. Today I was praying because in the morning, my dad, you know, my dad has, like I have said this here in the Lord's Hour, that we're taking care of my dad. And who's taking care of, actually, my dad here is my daughter. I go to work and my daughter takes care of my dad. And so she works and they took her hours away for whatever reasons. And I prayed to Jesus. I said, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, I pray that whatever you got in store from third heaven, Lord, based on what the word God tells us, that whatever we lose, hallelujah, here on earth is loose in heaven, and whatever we bound is bound in heaven. I pray and I believe in those words, and I pray, Lord, that those hours that were taken away from my daughter will be giving to her double. My brothers and sisters, I just had a phone call. I had a phone call from the company that she's working for and said, Olivia, we have great news. The hours that we're taking away from you are actually being given to you double. So now you're not going to work this certain hours, but we're going to give you more hours. My brothers and sisters, I was wow. I'm like, whoa. Exactly what I pray for. God has been watching over me and my children. They've been taking care of us. And I'm not saying it just because of us. My brothers and sisters, for you. For you. For you too. God takes care of his people. All we need to do, my brothers and sisters, is believe in him and believe in his word. Because right now, you know, that's what they're doing right now in America. They're taking away, you know, help from the elderly people, which is sad. And my dad worked really hard, my brothers and sisters. He worked so hard when he came here to America. He worked from 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock all the way to 5:30, 5 o'clock p.m. every day, but only on Sundays. And yeah, there were times that he had to even work on Saturdays. He worked so many hours. Sometimes he had to even work 60 hours, he told me, when he was writing on his mind, 60 hours a week. So he could send, you know, money to us in our country, because he, before we came to America, he has his children studying in three of them in the university. And the two of us, me and my brother, that he's the one who passed away 2 years ago. Me and my brother George were the ones that liked the farm, and we decided to stay in the farm. We didn't like the city. We wanted to stay in the farm, working, you know, in the farm. And we know everything about the jungle and about the farm, my brothers and sisters. Thank God, you know. I still haven't forgotten. I still remember. Because living in a farm is good, because you know, you learn so many things. You learn how to raise, you know, animals and live like that, you know, with trees also. Take care of the forest, take care of the trees, take care of the animals, and how to make food and crush. And so that's very helpful. It's going to be very helpful for the things that are ahead of us, if anything happens. Very important. And so God takes care of his people. Don't worry about whatever necessity, whatever problem you have. Trust in the Lord and read his word. Read his word and say, Lord, I believe in this. I believe that whatever is bound, whatever we bound, if your word says, whatever we bind is bound. Amen. Whatever we lose is loose. And you believe in that word, and then you quote to that word to the Lord with respect and say, Father, like I said in the morning, I said, Father, I believe in your word, Lord. I believe. And I pray that what was taken from my daughter is going to be given to her in double. And I lose that from third heaven. Whatever you got in storage for her in third heaven, I pray that will be released. And I confess it, because it needs to be confessed. But I do believe it, because, Lord, it is written in the word, God. I do believe, Lord. And I expect it, Lord, because it is in your word. And I thank you, Jesus, in advance. And it will happen. And thank you so much, Lord. I pray it in Jesus' mighty name. And then, I called my daughter, and I said, Olivia, don't worry about it, Mija. Mija means daughter. Don't worry about it, Mija. I said, it is in the process. It is in the process. Don't worry about it. No, I don't have to worry about it, Mom. I know that Jesus will take care of me. I know. Okay, good. Good, Mija. I said, I already prayed to Father God. Pray to Father God. In Jesus' name. When I say these things, you know, I cry, but because I cry because we have a faithful God. We have a faithful God, and all we need to do, my brothers and sisters, is believe in His word and have faith. We have a faithful God that He doesn't. He everything we pray, my brothers and sisters, is heard. It's been heard, and it's heard faster than seconds, my brothers and sisters. All what God wants from us is a little faith like a mustard seed. The word of God says, if you have faith, like a mustard seed, it's all He needs in order for you to have what you're praying for. You have to believe in His word. Please believe it because His word is true. And I said to her, don't worry about it. It is in the process, and it will be done because they're working on it. And I prayed already. I prayed already, and you will have it. She said, I know. I know. I know, Mom. I don't have to worry about it because I know that God takes care of us and He listens, hallelujah, to our prayers. And it was done, my brothers and sisters. It was done. Now, God wants us to depend on Him until who knows when, you know, we are going to have that help. But God wants us to depend on Him and to trust in Him and also work. Amen. Because everything also that He gives us, also, it requires work. It requires work through what He gives us. Because the Lord wants us to also learn and know and be appreciative. And also because He wants to teach us. He wants us to grow in faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And my brothers and sisters, John 14:23, Jesus answered him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Keep his word and also believe in his word. Hallelujah. That's loving God. That's loving God and trusting God. And he gets so happy with that and pleased with that. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are so good, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, brothers and sisters and everyone who is in the chat room, I'm going to pray. Let's pray, okay? Let's pray. Let's ask Father God. Let's ask Father God in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For whatever, hallelujah, is in your heart, whatever need that you need Him to supply, whatever problem that you do have that it needs to be fixed. If you need a job, and God will provide that job, whatever necessity, whatever it is, healing, that God will heal you. Hallelujah. That God, we're going to pray that God will give you what he has in storage for you from third heaven. Amen. Now believe in his word. Believe that the word God says it. Amen. Hallelujah. Believe in his word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Matthew, believe in his word. Hallelujah. Matthew 18:18. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. It is written in the word of God. We believe it and we confess it. And now give it to the Lord, whatever it is. Talk to the Lord and say, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I prayed. And here we go. Go ahead and let him know whatever you're praying for, whatever it is. Hallelujah. Say it to the Lord and say, Lord, I believe in his word. Whatever you have prayed, my brothers and sisters and friends that are listening, I believe in your word, Matthew 18:18, Lord. Hallelujah. That whatever we lose, hallelujah, on earth will be loose in heaven. And Father, I pray that what you have in storage for me, Lord, from the third heaven, Lord, I pray, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that it will be loose. Because in your word says, Lord, that whatever, hallelujah, I lose, hallelujah, on earth will be loose in heaven. And I receive it, Lord Jesus. And I believe it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And I confess it because I am reading it through your word and I'm confessing it. And I believe it also because it is written in your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for that storage. Hallelujah. That is that whatever got stolen from me, from the enemy, that it will be given to me. Hallelujah. Double time. Whatever you think, my Lord, that is best for me, Lord Jesus. Whatever, hallelujah, according to your needs will be given to me. But I do believe it. I do believe based on your word, Lord, that I will receive this in Jesus' mighty name. And I lose that from their heaven of the throne of God. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, it is done. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, because I know it is done. I thank you, Lord, because I know I will receive it. I thank you in advance. I thank you so much, Father God, for Jesus. And now expect it. Now expect it and believe it. Amen. And now, Father God, I thank you so much for this message that you're giving us, because that's also what's spoken to me, Lord. Everything, Lord, that you also, hallelujah, bring here to Lord's hour, it is also, Lord Jesus, for me. And, Lord, I thank you so much for your son, Jesus. Thank you for giving your life, Jesus Christ. And this is all for you, Jesus. This is all for you. The Lord's hour is for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because Jesus, hallelujah, loves his people. hallelujah. Loves, hallelujah. Loves his people, hallelujah, to come to him. And the Lord's hour is, it was meant to be, hallelujah, and it's meant to be for that, to bring people to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, the Son of God. And I thank you, all the honor and the glory to you. And thank you for ministering, Lord Jesus, to all of us tonight. Lord, I pray that you will deliver your people tonight. I pray that you will heal your people tonight for whatever it is, Lord Jesus. And I pray that whatever they're lacking of, Lord Jesus, that it will be given to them in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. I pray, Lord God Almighty, to protect us, Lord. Father God, I pray that every accident sent by Satan will be canceled in the mighty name of Yeshua Mashiach against your people, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray that, Lord, that you will protect us all. The enemy plans will be destroyed. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you, Lord Jesus, will rebuke Satan and his demons, rebuke them out of their life. Clean their homes, Lord Jesus. And I pray for many angels, hallelujah, from the third heaven, throne of God, to come and to fight for us, to back us up. I thank you, Father God, for doing that. Protect your people tonight. Bless your people tonight. And provide for your people, Father God. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Deliver your people tonight and heal your people. Hallelujah. And give them, Lord Jesus, according to their needs. In Jesus' mighty name. And let your will be done in their life, in our life, my Lord. And I thank you so much. All the honor and the glory for you, my King. Because this is for you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. And we're so thankful. We're so thankful. We're waiting for your return. Help us to stay rapture ready. And we prayed also, Lord Jesus. We prayed, hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Father God, you know the date and the hour. That when you're going to, hallelujah, send our Lord Jesus Christ to get his bride, that we will be ready. That we will be ready. Hallelujah. On that second, when the rapture happens. And we'll meet you in the air, my Lord. Help us all, Lord Jesus. Help us all, Lord. With our daily ages and every day, Lord Jesus, that we're still walking on this earth. Help us all, my Lord. That's with your holy, mighty blood. And the Holy Spirit, thank you so much. Hallelujah. For being with us always, Holy Spirit. Help us, hallelujah, to understand and to interpret the Bible, the Word of God. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit, because you're always been there and always been with us. And you will never leave us or forsake us. Thank you for your protection. Hallelujah. Thank you because, Lord, you call us, Lord Jesus, daughters, sons. Lord, we love you. Help us to obey you. Help us to turn away from our sins. Help us to turn away from our wicked ways. Help us to stay right with you always, Lord. To stay focused on you. And to stay in repentance. To stay in righteousness. To stay in holiness because you're holy. And we're waiting for you, Lord God Almighty. And when that day comes, oh, how beautiful and how happy that day will be. And we're happy because we have you. And we're happy because we are yours Hallelujah. And you are ours, Lord Jesus. I thank you so much. And my brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Keep looking up because the King is coming back. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. May God, hallelujah, give you his shalom. Hallelujah. And continue, hallelujah, to stay on guard. Don't lose guard. Continue to stay focused. Hallelujah. Jesus. And keep looking up because the King is coming back. Hallelujah. May God bless you. Oh, Father God, all the honor, all the glory to you, Jesus Christ, for you, my Lord, because the Lord's hour is for you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, for ministering all of us. I praise you, my Lord, and we love you, Lord. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. God bless you until next time. Keep looking up because the King is coming back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shalom, shalom.